The stars on a clear night look as if each are the same distance away from us. Some appear bright and big, and some small and dim. It looks like a curved picture has been hung up across the sky. Because we are small creatures, living on a little rocky planet that circles around a normal-sized star, we don't find it easy to understand how big the universe really is. Really, the night sky is our view of the universe, and it has incredible depth. Some stars are close, and some are very far away, and they can be very different sizes and brightnesses. At this time of year, an easy-to-see constellation is high in the sky, just after the sun sets. It's called Orion, sometimes known as Orion the Hunter. And if you look at the picture at the top of my blog post, you might see why. You have to use your imagination a bit. You do to see any of the pictures people say you can see in the night sky. But it can look a bit like someone holding a bow with their other arm raised high behind as if pulling the bowstring or holding a club. There are three equally bright stars in the middle that might be the Hunter's Belt. A little bit down and to the left of this group of stars is a very bright star that you could see easily unless there is a cloud or a tree or a building in the way. This star is called Sirius, and the ancient Egyptians used to think it very important because when it rose on a certain summer morning after being behind the sun for 70 days, it meant that the River Nile was about to flood and water the desert. We still think it important for a more simple reason. It's the brightest star in the sky. Both the Orion group of stars and bright Sirius are almost directly south of wherever you are if you look for them between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. in the evening at this time of year. So I thought now would be a good time to point them out to you. I hope you get a clear sky one evening this month so you can see them for yourself before bedtime. Among these beautiful lights, there are some giant stars. Which do you think is the biggest star in this part of the sky? If I didn't know better, I would say Sirius, because it's the brightest. And if all stars were the same distance away from us, that would be true. But they aren't. Sirius is 8.5 light years away from us. That is a distance that the human brain can't really imagine. How far a torch beam would have travelled 8.5 years after it left the torch. Even so, this is one of our sun's neighbours, the 7th closest star. It is bigger and brighter than our sun. If we could swap them around and make Sirius our sun, it would be about 26 times as bright. This is because it's bigger in size and also because it's burning hotter, so it sends out more light. But in this part of the night sky, there are even bigger and brighter stars than this. There is a star to the right side and above Orion's bow. It belongs to a neighbouring constellation, Taurus the Bull. Our hunter is chasing this bull. If you spend some time looking at the sky, you may notice that this star looks a little bit red rather than white or blue. It is a giant red star called Aldebaran and is about 67 light years away, so nearly 8 times further away than Sirius. Although it doesn't look as bright as Sirius, it is 16 times brighter and much bigger. Let me explain what I mean by that. If you hold a small torch close to your eye, it will be brighter than the light bulb hanging from the ceiling, but only because it's closer to your eye. Sirius appears brighter than Aldebaran for the same reason. If you're able to fly close to huge Aldebaran, the red light would be as bright as 425 suns. But it is not the brightest star out there in that part of the sky. The bright blue-white star at the foot of Orion is called Rigel, or Rigel. It is twice as far away as Aldebaran, 860 light years, but still appears just as bright. It is a huge blue giant and as bright as 85,000 suns if you could get close enough to see for yourself. Just as bright as this, but a bit closer at 560 light years away, is the red giant Betelgeuse. Some people say Betelgeuse. It's the same distance above and to the left of the three belt stars of Orion as Rigel is below and to the right. If your eyes get used to the dark, you may be able to see the difference in colour between red Betelgeuse and blue Rigel. Huge and amazing though these giant stars are, they are not the brightest in Orion. The three lovely belt stars are easy to find in a clear sky. but they aren't the brightest to our eyes. The middle of the three, Al-Nilam, is twice as far away as Rigel, 1,340 light-years away. And if you could get close enough, you would see that it is as bright as 375,000 suns. It is a blue supergiant, which is a pretty good name for a star that's 20 times the size of our sun and 5 times hotter. Well, I hope I haven't clouded your head with numbers. If you can turn these numbers into a picture, you'll start to see how three-dimensional the night sky truly is, and how stars aren't necessarily like their neighbours. On my blog is a drawing I've made to show you how far away these 5 stars are from us compared to each other. I've also made another drawing to show you how big they are compared to each other. A few weeks ago, I found an old but good video on YouTube about the sizes of things in space. Some of the giants I've shown you are in it, and some even bigger ones too. I hope this helps you imagine how big the Sun, Sirius, Rigel, and Aldebaran are compared to each other.